clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One more. Just one more. Then I'd finally have a fucking clue about what to do. I give you June. Remember what they said. More careful this time. And still quick. This isn't data storage. Or a server room. Why am I in a temple?
Yeah, okay. I see the drives on the table. What do you think I am? Some kind of moron falling for something like that? Hello? I should leave. I should just leave. This is obviously a trap.
Whatever, I can just get away if I need to, I guess.
You might be a moron.
Ah!
And you might not. But what I can say for sure is you're one slippery bastard. And reckless to boot.
Stay back!
Are you... Is that a link stone you're waving at me?
I'm warning you!
I can see that. Please, try to notice how I am not threatening you. At the moment, anyway.
Are you here to stop me?
Depends.
On what?
Several factors.
Try me.
How rude. You barge into my dwelling and start asking questions? What are you doing here? Oh, you think I have to go first because of your magic stone? Fine. I want to know whether you pose an existential threat to us. It would be a good starting point.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
I'm sure. And yet people get hurt. Especially around you.
What do you know about that?
All right. Maybe that comment was mean-spirited. But I know a great deal about your escapades. And about you, Cassius.
Is that supposed to intimidate me? My name's not enough to-
Just Cassius.
How...
Just Cassius, formerly Alpha Team lead at the now-defunct Yanis base, working on the ill-fated breach project. Through a series of terrible events, you were demoted, got lost, and finally, at least officially, met your miserable end. Maybe wasn't as miserable as the linguists, but—
Stop. Just, I get it. You're on to me.
And yet my question remains. The biggest mystery is what precisely you're up to for me to be onto. Everything was nicely buried. Why dredge it all up again?
You seem to know who I am. So who are you? And how do you know so much?
More questions!
You could at least finish by introducing yourself.
Oh, now we're being civilized. Most of what I know... I got from the wreckage of the base. Or from Silas directly. And I go by Nico.
I wish I could say it's nice to meet you.
I wish I could say it's our first meeting. At least you're conscious this time.
Huh?
Enough. My turn. Why are you doing this?
So, you know all about Yanis. That's a statement.
Yes. As I just finished mentioning. Are you stalling?
No. Let's just say I've got some catching up to do.
Catching up?
I'd like to know what you know. Yeah. That's all.
You'd like... You were there. Why would you...
I gave you my answer. I'm not going to sit here and give you my life story.
I'm afraid that's where you're wrong.
What happened to not threatening me?
Look, you smug jackass. You already plied me with questions. Now it's my turn. And I'm going to need more than that. This information is dangerous. Are you trying to get the word out? Some heroic publicity stunt?
No!
Why do you need them, then? They're mostly your recordings, for fuck's sake.
Exactly. That's why I need them.
That's not an answer.
I need to know.
You already know. You're lying.
I'm not. What I am is gone.
No, don't!
Hey, how'd you get past me?
Close it.
Stop! Get back in!
Fuck!
You tried it. After all that swearing.
Fuck.
The short-range jump is quite useful, no?
Yeah. It's handy.
I told you. Only worthwhile exchanges.
I'm aware.
Leaving so soon?
I have to finish this. Then...
Then?
Then I'll go wherever is needed.
Because you'll be done? Finished? You think?
Am I wrong?
How could you be? These are recordings of the last journey. You think?
I think I'm going to come back when you're less capricious.
So, never. Fine. Just keep walking.
Don't tempt me. I can walk a long ways by myself.
And it would still please me greatly. See you soon.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Are you quite all right? You look a bit shaken.
Close call.
Did someone spot you?
Yeah, someone named Nico. But I'm fine, and I found the files. I shouldn't have to look for any more.
Splendid to hear. It pains me, then, to be the bearer of bad news.
Ugh, don't tell me.
I'm afraid he is back early. Last day of the conference wasn't exciting enough to hold his attention, or some such nonsense.
Why is my luck so bad? I was supposed to be finished. When is he...
There you are.
He's already here.
Hanging out by the breach. I take it that means you're back from another adventure?
I have work to do.
Not even so much as a hello for your old man.
Talk after.
Right, because you'll probably be needing money after. I tell you, kids these days. Am I right, Evelyn?
I wouldn't know.
Well, don't be in any rush to find out.
Bye.
Cassius, wait. We can have that chat soon, yeah?
Sure.
Excellent. A little father and child bonding time. Da-da.
I know what our deal is. I'm putting the pieces together and then you'll know something once I do.
Great to hear. All right. I'll get out of your way. I am wiped anyway. Always something going on with those dastardly stockholders. We'll catch up later.
Sorry about that.
Sorry? Whatever do you mean, sorry?
I knew he was going to be a pain. I thought we'd have more time.
Cassius, please. I can put up with your imbecilic father if you can. If anyone. You're the one I'm worried about here. I know the two of you... have a troubled past.
Do you think I was stupid?
Do you mean in general, or... that's a bit of a broad feeling for me to have about your... sometimes hasty methods?
Do you think it was dumb coming here? Running everything out of his house?
The unvarnished truth? Ill-advised.
Huh.
But sadly necessary. We'd be a sitting duck anywhere else. At least with Nicholas, we can trust him to want the breach all to himself. Our secret, his secret.
Had to be done.
Yes. I just dread the day the other shoe falls. You know a reckoning is coming.
I know. He's expecting returns of some kind. Trust me, even if he has finally stopped deadnaming me, I don't think this is a family matter at all.
Will you be ready?
The more I remember, the better.
You're sticking to the plan?
Yes.
We'll figure it out. Good luck, Cassius.
Thanks.
Hey!
Jesus!
Sorry, I thought you might need support. I heard Nicholas came back, and I had to get into your room. He came creeping around.
I'll bet he did. Sorry. Between the trip and Dad.
What happened?
I ran into someone this time.
Oh, were they guarding the data? Did they fight you?
No, they just tried to corner me into answering their questions. They wanted to know what I'm doing, why I'm gathering all of Alpha's recordings. Said it's all dangerous and existential threat, and...
Was it Nico?
What, you know each other?
We've met. Long story, and like we've said, I think it would be confusing trying to give you the short version, or the Lizzie version, for that matter. Here, let me see the drive you found. Yep, as I thought, these were the ones Silas showed me for.
So, this is it.
This is it. Anything else is long gone. Cassius.
I should get started.
Cass, please.
What? Sorry, I'm not mad, Lizzie. Trying not to be. I'm just anxious about everything. I've been lost and confused and so far behind. We should have already been moving. Instead, we've had to do all this. Let me listen, and then we'll talk.
All right, listen to the recordings. You won't be grasping in the dark anymore, you'll be caught up, and then we can have that big talk. You should find out about Nico as well.
Have I met Nico? They mentioned it.
Kinda? Come to think of it, yes and no. Not really. You are still...
Oh, I get it.
I'll come back in a couple of hours.
Couple of hours. Because then, I'll be caught up. And then, we'll have a plan. And then, I might be able to make something right. Maybe even do all that without hurting more people. And then, we're gonna be fine. Right?
Ready?
Ready.
are we still having this problem? Yenex has been moved, additional breacher teams have been deployed, and yet you're still unable to meet quota. Is there some undocumented specimen holding everything up? One of the moths is on the rampage? No? Really now, you don't say. I shouldn't have to clarify the point for you, but just in case you've forgotten, the entire breach project is waiting for the delivery of those resources. Without them, we can't open six. And if we can't open six, we can't very well continue. Now, can we? Good. Do so. Amateurs. What we get for hiring expendables instead of professionals. Data team. Status? Keep at it. Richardson. No change. Theta is out combing depth 5 and we're barely squeaking by on Gaia. We've got one last trick, but it's time-consuming. Yes, what we've discussed previously. I know the expense... I'm afraid so. If there's anything left. And from our analysis, that's one hell of an if. We'll be lucky to get a few cells. I think it's our best option. Only option, really. Breach 6 remains closed, and there's been no sign of Alpha or Upsilon. They have to be dead. They couldn't sustain themselves for this long, and they'd have no reason to stay, especially after we place the medic back in their care. Alpha's failed. It's up to us now. Back it out. Memo to self, find and fire whoever put the slogan "Breaching Ain't Easy" into my brain. A month. Nothing. New team lead, new depths. Life was that simple. And now we're stonewalled. Voice memo for Breacher Team Tau lead. You're being diverted to Depth 5. You'll be accompanying a specialist to retrieve trace samples of the aquatic specimen. You may encounter resistance. Theta Team has been authorized to use lethal force to secure the sample. Specialist will be arriving in a few hours. Depart as soon as they arrive. Douglas, sending you some company. Specialist knows what to do. Get the sample back. No restrictions. I don't care if it's a beetle, or a mimic, or a what have you. Carve a path through them. Only way to get anything done is with the right application of force. Playtime's over. Someone's gonna start feeling the boot.
What was that all about?
I don't know. It sounds like this specialist might help. Beckett sounds confident. They can open the breach. I think...
I'm trying not to have too much hope, V. Even if they do get it open, you heard what he said. If they were alive, they would have opened it themselves. What other possibility is there?
Maybe. I don't know.
V, I've already lost one. And now? Some days, I feel like there's hardly any reason to go on. Why does everything beautiful in my life get extinguished, V?
I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that. I've been thinking, as there's not much else to do while we wait for news, I think you should pray, which sounds terribly trite, but I think you should remember to pray for yourself. And Alpha? They would want you to go on, even if they're no longer with us. And And if nothing else, vengeance is as good a reason as any.
Revenge?
Or call it justice? However you prefer. Someone must remember what happened here. And do something about it.
I've never had a grudge. Never really a deep one, anyway. I've always tried to live and let live. Now, I think you're right. God left me here alive, and I'm about to make that Vincula's problem.
That's the spirit. We keep our eyes and ears open, and we wait.
As long as it takes.
Whatever the cost. Right, friend?
Of course, V.
Over here. I found one.
On my way.
Looks like there's quite a bit down there.
I'll try to get all of it. Here.
Ugh, why do you have that?
Because I was bored. And the batteries aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, but what's the point?
There isn't one. So there's no reason not to either.
Ugh, whatever. Ready.
Here I go. I made it. So, self, what do I think is happening down here? Because it's far too early to start saying we. I don't have any voices in my head. Not yet. I don't think I've even made an expedition log. Not even to annoy Lizzie. Should I bother? Or should I stream of consciousness this whole thing? Keep it free-flowing. So, every now and then, we find these holes. You could almost call them wells. They seem carved out of the rock, maybe by a sapient species. But they could just as easily be natural, the way the walls are all wavy and porous. So maybe sentient, not sapient. The wells lead down to the water table. Hear that? The water sinks down to this layer, and then the layer under this is super hard, totally different rock. Goes right through the porous rock and stops here. I think I remember studying habitats like this in college. Wasn't my field, pun intended, but it's ringing a bell. Of course, Lizzie remembered what they're called, but I forgot what she told me. That's a good amount, I guess. I forget their name, but it's fine. Here's how it works. This water layer follows the path of least resistance, carving out these underground channels until it finds a place to collect. Our camp is set up in a valley not too far from here, where all this water eventually drained. And keeps us alive. We gave in and said, hey, dehydration does suck, actually. Big surprise. And the water on depth 7 didn't kill us. Not yet, at least. There's always tomorrow. And water's super important. Because guess what? Depth 7 is one giant desert. Sand and rock and sun. That's all. For miles and miles. You know, I've been thinking about the depths. Maybe each one isn't like how we think it is. Like, picture this. You get dropped on Earth, random location, no cars, no planes, no roads, nothing. Depending on where you were, you might think Earth is one big ocean, most likely, or maybe a forest or a mountain range. Because you could walk for days and still be in the forest, or swimming. You could swim for a month, and with Earth being like 75% water, you might think, well, this is some bullshit. This whole planet's made of wetness. You'd be wrong, but you'd also be close.
I don't think of Earth as one giant ocean, but an alien might call Earth Ocean World. We might be making the same mistake. Maybe we've got some idea of the depths, but they could also be so much more diverse. If only we could walk a bit further. In the grand scheme of things, our range has been pretty limited. A few days hiking in any given direction ain't that far, actually. So, maybe I'm a little biased when I say Depth 7 is one huge desert. But that's all I can see from where I stand. Not that it isn't pretty. It's not like you see in the movies. The sand changes color frequently. Sometimes it's green, sometimes black, sometimes blue. Lizzie and I aren't geologists, but we think it's all ground-up igneous rock. This planet might have been highly volcanic in its recent past. It'd be nice to get an opinion from the physicist. Alex is... If I were a fancy pants linguist, I might say monosyllabic. More like monosilly bitch. Well, not quite, but the only time she says anything is when Lizzie and I get on her nerves. If you think I sound bitter, I guess she has every reason to be. I'd love some help, but I think she's... I don't know. I don't know anymore. We've checked her out best we can, and we don't have a fucking medic anymore, and it's not like he could have diagnosed brain parasites. Or maybe he could, because he got 8x1 too. Who knows? No fucking use in whining about it anymore, Cass. He's gone. She might follow, or she might not. Because while she doesn't talk much, she also doesn't start spouting nonsense or freaking us all the fuck out with uncanny insights. She's just mad. Very mad. And it's not like I can blame her. Lizzie thinks closing Breach 7 may have slowed down the process. Because I had to explain the whole thing Sai told me. I had to explain the whole thing about metamorphosis and stuff, and Lizzie says,
"Oh, so maybe being away from Depth 6 helps."
And I said, "No, because Jay was still going crazy back on Earth." And Lizzie says,
"Well, let's just keep it shut, just in case."
And I say, "But I think that whatever happened on Depth 6 as we were leaving killed the bastards and made the process stop. Otherwise, Alex would be swimming in the pond in the Oasis by now." And Lizzie says,
"We don't know that. I still think it's a great idea to keep it closed."
And then I say, "Well, fuck you, you dumb fucking asshole, tyrant shithead. I know you've given up, but I sure haven't. And it'd be a hell of a lot easier to get the rescue team here if we kept it open. Because you just know Beckett's out there with a whole army of ass-kissers just dying to find Breach 7. Maybe we can get the fuck out and say we saved someone for once." Except, I don't say any of that last part, because Lizzie's kinda right. And she's also the only one helping with chores, like finding food or getting these little guys right here. These rocks contain bits of the glowing stones we used to cross over. The ones powering the lighthouse on... what were we calling it? Samsara? Lizzie thinks it's funny. I don't know what's funny about turning into a frog person. Okay, maybe funny's not the right word. Makes Lizzie sound like an even bigger fuckwad than she really is. She thinks it's ironic. How about that? That's a good word. Fish to man to fish. Circle of life. Also, samsara means wandering in Sanskrit, so she tells me. And that's a whole lot of what we did back there. So, I don't say those things, because we're already fucking pissed with each other all the time. But we don't have a choice but to coexist. Honestly, I don't know why Lizzie hasn't just walked out into the desert. She sounds so done. So broken. Why haven't I? That's a great question. That's all of them. So anyway, we go and do some things, make a few trips, eat another day, and wait. But every day, we have to go a little bit further to find these wells, so we can have the glowing rocks. Are they radioactive? Am I growing tumors already? Probably. But they're also keeping us alive. You know, it's crazy that we can eat stuff out here. And it also makes perfect sense. Like, if these worlds were truly random... First off, we're all agreed these depths are other worlds, right? Right? Come on. We're interplanetary explorers. So anyway, back to my thought. If we were going to random places, even if there was life, we, I mean humanity, think life could have evolved in entirely different ways, could use entirely different biochemistry, and eating it would either do nothing or poison us outright. But instead, we get caloric value, amino acids, vitamins. How? Two possibilities. Either we're wrong, and actually, carbon-based life forms, like humans, are the only way for life to evolve after all. Or, and I think this answer makes more sense, folks who made the breaches, who we think were the Osratu, had the same biochemistry we do. So their destinations were either hand-chosen, or they colonized the worlds they traveled through with life forms they could eat, which could mean they were human ancestors after all. Weird to think about, huh? Since the beginning, Vincula told us to be careful about the food and water. But here we are, a month later, and mostly fine. I guess I did get really sick after eating worm meat with... And I didn't say anything because I didn't want him to be right. Too much thinking. Because there's not much else to do. Anyway. Hey, pull me up!
You could at least ask nicely.
Pull me up right now, or I'll use your skull as a lampshade. The locust would love that.
Can't do that if you're stuck in a Katara now, can you?
Katara, that's the word. You really gonna be the first person on this hellhole to commit a murder?
You make so many assumptions, Cassius. You have no idea how many people could have been killed here.
All I know is the number's gonna go up by one somehow, soon.
Fine.
Hey, can you pull me up any faster? We still have to-
Sorry, what was that? Sounded like you shouted something.
Asshole.
Fine. Two can play this idiotic game. This is Elizabeth Bellinger. Lizzie, for short. Team lead of Breacher Team, formerly known as Alpha, now known as Deceased, I'm sure. We were the foremost team leading all Breacher teams into new depths. Our job was to open new breaches, and up until Depth 7, we were damn good at it. I have not been making any expedition logs or specimen reports because I don't see the point in doing so. Breach 7 is underwater on Samsara, the name I've given Depth 6, and the water, supposedly, kills on contact! So I'm entirely unsure why we're still alive. Not only that, but there's no specimen to reopen Breach 6 back to Yanis either. So if 6 was closed for any reason, either by timing out, or however that works, or by somebody doing it on Osratu, we're cut off. Permanently. But that's not true, right? Because I know Beckett, and I know that the Breacher teams are probably working hard on the problem as I speak. Osratu will be scoured, and maybe a specimen will be found, but, in any case, they'll somehow, probably, get the way open, and then... He'll put a goddamn submarine on Samsara if that's what it takes to get to Breach 7. That's if there even is a Samsara anymore, because like hell am I checking or sending anyone else to check when, even if it hasn't collapsed into the ocean or fractured apart entirely or something, it's still infested with angry frog people. And do I blame them? No! We stirred up nothing but trouble on that god's forsaken depth. In fact, one of those frogs used to be one of my teammates. One of my friends. So, we're probably not stranded. Not permanently. We'll be rescued any day now. We've got time, thanks to this oasis. But I don't make recordings because... what's the point? We failed. I failed. I failed Upsilon. I failed Alex by failing Jay. I failed Greg. I failed everyone. And I'll fail Cassius and even their stupid pet killer, too, if I don't keep them all alive until rescue arrives. Cass looks like they've given up. You wouldn't guess that they have by their activity, but I know the signs. They go with me on all these little treasure hunts, looking for more of the glowing rocks and the Kataras, gathering plants from the clefts and the caves, whatever makes us feel like we're doing something, but... it's all going through the motions, nothing more. They're totally prepared to die in Silas's arms at any given moment, and that will be the end of that. They did their best, and then it's all over. Fatalism and nihilism, a grand standoff. Cass thinks we're trapped and surely, secretly, wants to get it over with, since it's coming anyway. Either by dehydration when the oasis dries up, or by starving when we can't find enough food, or by running out of these life-saving rocks, which is a lot more pressing. And then, I think, even if we're not trapped, what's the point? I just keep fetching water and foraging for food because, well, it's not like they're all dead. Not yet, right? Ugh. Freya's tits taut. But then Cass started making logs again, and I'm not about to be the slacker. So here I am, going through the motions, just like them. I don't think I've made a single report, so if and when somebody does find these recordings, they wouldn't really know what we did after the Samsara incident. The summary of events... to the best of my recollection. Well, first of all, our linguist fucking killed Alora, Upsilon's team lead. I literally still have her blood in my hand. Let's get that down right off the bat. How did he do it, the poor, mousy little fella? We had just opened Depth 7 after escaping the flooding of Samsara, and then Alora panicked and ran. She had a terrible time. Getting to us and losing everyone in the process, all for our sakes, all for nothing, no reason whatsoever, just a fucking stupid, pointless death, fucking, she ran, couldn't handle being inside the breach, and then... damn his soul to oblivion, Silas pulled the fucking Link Stone. Why? We don't know. Not like we got a chance to talk to him after. But we got to find out what happens when you pull a Link Stone and someone is midway in the breach. Part of the wall just... Alora's dead. We ran out onto Depth 7 and found ourselves in this oasis. More precisely, it's a Katara. Natural, artificial, anyone's guess. But it's a canyon formed in the rocks below the sand where scarce rainwater collects and life flourishes. There are plants, a few animals, and it's cool during the day. It keeps us alive. We'll be downright cozy, but the murderous heat isn't the only thing we have to deal with. Ugh. Periodically, the desert is swarmed by... but Cassius and I have chosen to classify as a locust for our sanity. They are numerous and swarm so densely they blot out the sun in a thick gray cloud. When we arrived, a locust swarm was underway, so we thought this depth was a lake in the middle of a swarm of bugs. The only thing that seems to keep them away are the ward stones. Ward stones? I'm calling them ward stones. But if I can't have ward stones when we have a link stones? A few ward stones were already inside the oasis, but they were scattered when we arrived, and we didn't have a lot of... A lot of breathing space, we'll say. We collected more because it expands our living space when the locust swarm arrives, and because it's a lot more comfortable that way. So why do I sound so sketched by them? Several very compelling reasons. First of all, if an individual becomes separated from the whole, which is often because they're all bumping and banging and flying around, it melts into a gray puddle of indeterminate matter. Cassius was very scientific, as always, and touched the stupid thing, and then screamed bloody murder. And then wouldn't talk to me about it anymore. And then it goes away, sinks into the ground, and disappears with a hiss and a squeal. And that's only part of the reason why we're getting as many word stones as we can. The only other reason is I don't know if this is just us losing our minds or not. Cass and I, when the swarm arrives, sometimes we see things in this hideous mass. Hear things, memories, faces, voices, people. I don't have an explanation. I don't know why we would see different things that only we know as individuals. So call it a coping mechanism or call me crazy, I don't care. But I've chosen to identify it as a swarm of locust. Because neither Cassius nor I are prepared to deal with a gestalt entity that can read our minds and show us our worst fears. Nope, absolutely not, and neither is Cassius. How would mind reading even work, anyways? If it was real, which it isn't, what's the biological mechanism for not only inspecting thoughts, but parsing them in a way that can be rendered back to us? How does a fucking piece of shit knife monster on Osratu know my... Ahem. So, Cass and I have taken it upon ourselves to collect as many ward stones as possible. We've placed them all over the oasis, and now we're trying something new. I'm working on rimming the perimeter with them so we can keep the voices, so we can keep the locusts as far away as possible. That's our situation. What else? Oh, yes. Team Alpha's status. Cassius and I are mostly fine, so we do the foraging. Alex, I believe, was infected by the specimen from Osratu and Samsara, the frog virus, we'll call it, because it also infected Jay after he came into contact with the screaming fish thing. However, Alex is no longer demonstrating signs of further infection. She has some new odd mannerisms, we'll call them, and doesn't really make for good conversation anymore. But she's alive and doesn't go wandering off or spouting any bullshit. She'll sit out under the locusts, though, just staring up at them, mouth open. Not creepy at all. It's been great for our mental health. That's the last one. And, oh yeah, the slaughterer. So, Silas knocked out after seeing Alora's bifurcated body. Couldn't handle the stress of murder or something, I guess. He's alive. Breathing. Feverish, mumbles to himself a lot. Hasn't really been lucid since, driving Cassius mad, slowly but surely. See, there's one last thing about the swarm. Gods help you if you're sleeping when they show up. The dreams. I'm not sure, but I think because he was comatose when we arrived, he, well, I don't know, really. Just theories. Endless theories. I'm all done. Heading back.
Okay.
They won't even let me near him. Keeps one eye on me at all times. Doesn't trust my mental state after what happened to Alora, which by the way, I'm 100% sure was an accident. Well, you're not right about much, Cass. But you're right about one thing, because all I really want is to understand why. And then, a chance at revenge. If I can't have anything else, no success, no team, no insight, then all I wish for is revenge.
I'm gonna kill her. Where are you?
In my shelter. What do you want?
Did you... You used all of them, didn't you? After I said not to.
You didn't keep any? I told you to grab some before I went up to the ledge.
You didn't tell me that.
I did, and you were supposed to. Did you not listen to me?
You never said anything. What you said was you were going to leave some for me, but they're all up on the ledge now.
Look, I said you... Never mind. I'm sorry. We'll go get more tomorrow. Why do you even need some for yourself? Surrounding him with wordstones won't...
What do you know? Maybe it will help.
And maybe it won't. And they're just as likely to help up there.
You don't know that.
I sure don't. You don't know anything either.
I don't care what you say. I'm keeping some of them next time.
Fine. That's what I told you to do in the first place.
No, you didn't. You...
Stop fucking fighting!
Cass, Lizzie told you to keep some.
What?
You didn't hear because you were too busy running off to the other end of the canyon. And Lizzie didn't bother checking to see if you heard because she was hoping you didn't.
What? No, I...
Because Lizzie doesn't want to help Silas.
You... Now that's not fair.
It's perfectly fair. Because putting a bunch of glowing rocks on his chest isn't helping him, right?
I just wanted to try.
Me too.
Cass, I'll let you do what you want. I'll make sure we have some to spare after we rest tomorrow, okay? I just couldn't deal with... Cass, wait, I...
I'm here. I'm right here. Please. We're gonna be fine.
I can't see. Cass. It's dark. So dark. Pitch black.
I'm sorry, but the cunt in chief is at it again. I couldn't bring you anymore. I'm sorry. I'll figure this out. You'll see. Nothing else to do, so... I'm going out again tomorrow. Lizzie promised. And then, maybe... Maybe you'll... I saw some more cool stuff today. Went into another one of those deep wells. Maybe you don't want to hear me talk about caves, though, huh? It's just... There's a kind of beauty to them. Even if they are, well, I won't say the big D word, but with the wardstones, they're not bad. Kind of cozy, actually. You can see all the rock layers. Lots of different colors. I like to think I'm seeing the planet's whole story. Like rings on an oak.
or pages in a book. You know, I heard somebody loves those. Oh, stop worrying so much. I was careful. So careful. I should stop doing that. I'm not sure you can hear me. Or if you'll... Hey, I brought this. Remember? Little guy. We've had quite a few conversations together with this thing. I thought maybe I'd talk to you. Make a few observations, that kind of thing. Like we used to. We headed east this time. But, you know, it's so damn hard to tell direction. Because once you leave the canyon, you only have the three suns to judge direction. Not many landmarks out there, and the sand changes every day. You don't know this, but one of them is a lot bigger and redder. But the other two are smaller, brighter. And sometimes one of the small ones will go behind the big red sun. Isn't that crazy? When that happens, it's so beautiful. The sky washes out, and you can see a few other stars twinkling. I think one of the suns is a bit bluish, but I'm not sure. Man, I can't wait for you to see them so you can give me your opinion. Alex tried to explain it to me once. Something about a three-body problem and eccentric orbits. I wasn't paying too much attention. No, I wasn't trying to be mean to her. I was curious. But all I noticed was it got a lot cooler once the suns eclipsed each other. So noon is actually the best time of day instead of the worst, like I was afraid of. And thankfully we get several noons every couple of hours or so. That also means this might actually be like a paradise for you. No such thing as night. Just the bugs sometimes. Yeah. I'm gonna protect you, okay? Whatever happens, we've got plenty of water for now, and I know food is a little scarce. I hope you like this berry slush I'm making, by the way, because that's all we've got. No comments allowed about my cooking skills if my only ingredients are berries and water. Who am I kidding? June would make a 5-course meal somehow. Well, at least the berries haven't killed us yet. Silver linings, right? Drink up.
Water. Water, too much.
Sorry.
Too much water. Where am I? Water.
Shh. It's okay. Oh, it's okay. It worries me, Silas, that you're in there still, experiencing one nightmare after another. I hope that's not what's happening, but... You know, I was hoping. It's silly. I know. But I was thinking, if I got enough of these stones and surrounded you with them, you'd feel better. I don't know if you'll wake up. I would love it if you did. But maybe I can at least make your rest a little easier. Is it all right if I stay a while? I want to be with you and try to keep the nightmares away.
Alex? Lizzie? Are you... Oh, no. Lizzie! Lizzie, they're here!
Alex, come with me! You can look at them all you want, but you're staying in sight. You hear me?
Inside! Inside!
No, no! Stay away.
Hey, hey, I'm here. I won't let anyone hurt you. It's going to be bad for a while, and then we'll be fine. I promise.
As I separate this part of myself, so I separate from these beings and their intentions. Isolate us from the forces that surround us. Protection is my desire for myself and for my friends. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Make it go away and keep us safe from their will.
What will you show me this time?
We'll live through this. I swear it.
What wonderful sights and sounds await! Show me! Let me hear!
No!
Silas, no. Listen. Will survive this. You have
no.
to.
No!
Listen. You have to. Your eyes. What?
They pushed them off the ledge!
How?
Cassius? Cassius, no! Get back here!
Where are you? Cass?
I'm back. Silas, we're gonna get through this. Please, please, please wake up.
It's over.
Don't leave me here. Don't. Leave me alone, please. Sigh.
Ow!
Asshole!
Get off me!
You ran out there! You could have died!
I don't care!
You should care!
Guys!
You can't
look.
Make me!
Don't leave us like that again!
I can't leave him like this!
Stop it! He's awake.
Where am I? What's happening?
Silas!
Cass? What's going on?
You're back. You're back. Thank fuck you're back.
How is that possible?
Cass, what's happened? Where are we?
Long story. I'll tell you all about it. How do you feel?
I feel like I've been having the worst nightmares. But I can't remember what they were. They're gone now. Cass, Cass, where is everyone? Where's Jay? And Alora? Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Nico Weber is played by Ray Witt. Leif Hansen is played by Elijah Harper. Nicholas Thatcher is played by Reese Lawton. Ivara is played by M. Mulder. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com. Link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously. Know the depths. Wish for more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.